you.
Looking my best, you want me, but you can't. I'm sorry, quick flex, I'm cautious.
Step back, just a little.
You already know we're different, need my guts. Misfit, show you the door, don't miss it.
Step back, just a little.
Step back.
Step back, step back, I don't like you like that.
Enjoyed that Dua Lipa sound and song. That was Zero Pressure by Beanie. Before that, you heard Step Back, also by them. I'm Leslie, and this is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Earlier, I was talking about their song Lagi, which is like basically my favorite song of their discography, and how I think more idol group songs should be structured. Because everybody gets like their little bit of time to shine, right? And it could also be just like the dynamicism in there with the line distributions is not really as present. You know, a lot of like idol songs, they'll have like members splitting, like they'll have members like sharing like half a line. And then later on, like they'll sing again, sharing another half a line or something like that. That is not as uncommon. But I think every idol group, unless you have like, you know, 42 members or something like that, should consider the Lagi method, right? Because this song is structured in a way so that even if the member is not the main vocal, even if they're considered like the quote-unquote sub-vocal, they still get their one line or two lines, and you stay with them the whole time they're singing for that 30 seconds. And it's like a duration. It's like an actual duration of a line. They're not just like kind of like everywhere throughout the song. Like you get to stay with them. And so when we were watching the music video, you're like, you're watching Aya sing, and then it's Sheena, and then it's Gwen, and then it's Malloy. And then like, you know who is who. You recognize the color of their voice. You recognize the way that they look. And that's how they hook you, right? That is like a very smart way of hooking an audience member. In that song, even though the main vocals, they are obviously the main vocals, they get to belt, they get to have their little moment and give it to you, their ad libs. Nobody really possesses the spotlight in a way that makes it so that they outshine everybody else. And it's just nice. I think every idol group should have at least one or two songs that are like that. And listen, Beanie is not like a group that, like, you know, has so few members that this is possible. There are 8 people in Beanie. Just like, producers, be more thoughtful about how you structure your songs, you know? Anyways, that's my thought, I guess. Yeah, this episode can just wholly be dedicated to this song, because I really like it. And I really hope you watch the Laggy music video as well. Even if you don't really like idols and girl groups, watch it and let me know what you think. I'm sure, and then compare it to some other group, right? Because I know you'll be like, Leslie has a point. Leslie's right. You know? Even watch it with like a group with like fewer members, like, I don't know, like GFriend, for example. Do it. I'm telling you, it works. let's listen to some more music and stop talking about this one song. Because man, am I talking at length about the song? What? Deserved though, deserved. Okay, this next track, we're starting off on our kind of like ballads section. This is Paru Paru by Beanie here on Typically Tuesdays. Enjoy.
Na mahiwaga, mabihaga ng aking hiraya. Sa kalawakan, ako'y malaya, sumasabay sa iib ng tadhana. San man dalhin, kung ako'y papalarin, mundo ay harding na islibutin. At kukulayan, ang alapaa, ating kalawakan ay magmimin. Noon kulay abo, ngayon ang tingkat ko. Itong makulay na pakpak na iyong tanlay ko na. Alam ko na, alam mo na, alam ko na.
sabay sa hangin, abutin ang tala.
Libutin man ang buong mundo, walang sino man ang katulad mo. San ka man dalhin ang hangin, ay di dapat huminto. Just spread your wings, you're free to fly.
Di biro ang pinagdaanan kong ito. Noon kulay abo, ngayon ang tingkad ko. Itong makulay na pakpak, ngayong taglay ko na. Alam ko na, alam mo na, alam ko na.
This is Bird Note. Many people take an interest in birds as they get older, but others start very early, like this young Bird Note listener, Ben Bradman.
Hi, my name is Ben. I am 8 years old, and I like to watch birds. I like watching their behavior, and I think their sounds are relaxing. I'm trying to learn to identify their calls. I have a favorite bird, tufted titmouse. I think they're cute. We have a lot of woodpeckers. Red-bellied, mostly red-bellied. They really like one of our white pines.
And Ben is deepening his knowledge of birds by sketching them.
I've been trying to draw birds and nature in a notebook. I look at the birds a lot, so it makes you learn more. I drew the red-bellied woodpecker on a tree. It's standing on a tree, and it's about to peck. I think it's fun drawing the habitats, too.
Find out more about how you can start learning your local birds on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Jonice Franklin.
Thank you.
Huwag Muna Tayong Umuwi by Beanie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I had to put a power ballad in there. I think that might be their most popular ballad in their discography. And I mean, it makes sense. I think that they are such good singers, and this song showcases that so well, and it just sounds really good. And it's like not, I don't know, it is so full of yearning, you know. It was written apparently by a lesbian. Makes sense, I guess. I can say that as a lesbian, you can't, okay? But Huwag Muna Tayo Umuwi means let's not go home just yet. And it is about two people who are on a date. Their date is coming to an end. It's at night and they're like, hey, let's just stay out here for a little while longer. Let's just spend a little bit more time together. I am not ready for our time together to end. And it's very romance, you know, romance. Just like, you know, full of emotions in that way. And I think they just perform it so well in this song. Like, you hear it in the vocals. It's like, wow, these people are really, they're just so into it. Oh, it's so great. Listen, I hope you enjoyed today's music on Typically Tuesdays. And maybe you also enjoyed my fangirl unleashing of thoughts upon you. If you're still here, thank you for sticking around. There is one last song to come. But yeah, I do hope that more people get into Beanie, because I think they have a very fun discography. All the members are very colorful and interesting in their own ways. They're all incredibly beautiful, in my opinion. And I'm not gonna lie, based on what I've seen from like fan cams and live streamed performances online, I think that they're better performers than most, honestly, most other mainstream idols. Listen, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Typically Tuesdays. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is one of those episodes where I just like unleash fangirl thoughts on you. And if you're still here, thank you. But more than anything, I really hope you enjoyed today's music. I really do hope that more people get into Beanie. In my experience watching their fan cams and live streams, I think, and like, listen, I have liked idol groups for a very, very long time. Like, we're harping on, you know, decades. I really do think that they are some of the best acts I've ever seen perform live, at least through the fan cams and through the live streams. And they don't even have as much tenure as a lot of these other idol groups that have been around for a long time. I think it really speaks to their diligence and how seriously they take performing. That deserves recognition and celebration. If you are into Beanie, I want to know who your favorite member is and your favorite song is. If you don't have a favorite member, I recently talked to somebody, actually Mickey from Boyer 7, and she doesn't have a favorite member in Beanie, but she has a favorite song, which happens to also be Luggy. Hey, you know, we can't be wrong there, all right? What was I trying to say? But yeah, I want to know yours. My favorite member is Aya, and my favorite song is Luggy. And you can tell me yours at 778-782-2573. You can text me, or you can send me an email over at typicallytuesdays@gmail.com, and I will read your response on air next week. Let us bond over our shared appreciation and love for Beanie. Tune into more great CJSF programming. Listen to Sasha's open mic every Tuesday from 3 to 4. Very different vibes from her. She like plays a lot of like really great rock music, especially like heavy stuff. It's a great 180 from today's episode of Typically Tuesdays. Go check it out. Sasha's open mic every Tuesday from 3 to 4 here on 90.1 FM or stream us online at cjsf.ca. One last song for you today, and this one is dedicated to my friends who are going to the concert with me, because I've tried to get them into a lot of the other songs in Beanie's discography, and they've been like, oh, okay, yeah, it's fine, it's good, I enjoyed it, it's, you know, it's pop, whatever. But this song gets everyone, and I can't tell if it's because it's like brain rot level cuteness, like we're talking Fruit Zipper, we're talking Equal Love levels of like brain rot cuteness, or if it's because the lyrics of the song seem really outlandish. I don't think any of the Beanie members would want to perform it again because the melody is super cute and the lyrics are kind of just happening. It is a cover of like a popular song from the 2010s with their own kind of like young girl group twist on it. And listen, I love the song. My friends have no choice but to love it as well, and we sing to it every single time it comes on. I hope you enjoyed this final track. This is Da Coconut Nut by Beanie. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, and I will talk to you again very soon. I love Da Coconut. Hey, baby boy, come on. Hey, baby boy.
Tree. Of the cocoa tree, it's the cocoa fruit.